Time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, yes, it is tea time. Kicking it off with John Stamos. He's in hot water. Okay, so he liked a tweet about Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky, if you will, possibly going to jail. Okay, so John Stamos was in the Little Mermaid Live, and there was this tweet that went all over the place that said Aunt Becky's going to jail, but at Jen Stamos is back and at it, and he liked it. And so people are like, oh, I can't believe you liked that. Here's a little bit of him as he was the Chef Louis, Little Mermaid.
Lit. Les poissons, how I love les poissons, love to chop and to save little fish. First I cut off their heads, then I pull out their bones. And the wee, je suis toujours delish. Les poissons, hee hee hee, ha ha ha, with the clima I hack them into.
See, I'm bad at French because I thought he's like croissant.
I mean, I feel like, okay, so, I mean, the tweet just said Aunt Becky's going to jail, but John Stamos is back crushing it on hashtag Little Mermaid Live. And
quit
he liked
making
it.
This an issue, people. It's not an issue.
I just think he probably saw a tweet and he saw a picture of him and Little Mermaid and he just went through, like, because I do that sometimes. I'll just like, I want to acknowledge that someone took the time to like comment. I'll be like, and then I go back and like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. So he's like, I love Joe and pork chop sucks. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, like, what am I going to do? Not acknowledge them?
Right. So that's interesting. So let's give John Stamos, Uncle Jesse, a break. I'm moving on to Aaron Hernandez. He has been linked to a fourth murder 2 years after his suicide. And here's one of those prison tapes.
How do we get into this?
I'm innocent, so I'm going to get out of this.
I don't want to come visit you. I love you, but I can't see you like that.
That's when he was talking to his mom. This is very interesting. So he's, of course, the former New England Patriots tight end who committed suicide behind bars in 2017. Now he's been linked to a new murder. He was on trial for a double homicide, convicted of first-degree murder. And now, basically, they're saying behind bars, he was bragging of a fourth murder to his prison lover. So there's this huge, there's a new book, Aaron Hernandez, Killing Fields, and now he's linked to a fourth murder.
That's insane.
And
like,
he guess he would joke all the time saying, I got four bodies, I did four.
All right.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the latest on Aaron Hernandez. That's just a sad, troubled soul right there. Moving on to Bradley Cooper, who says he did not have a romantic relationship with Lady Gaga. And in fact, his Catholic guilt would have stopped him performing that steamy performance at the Oscars.
In the shallow, in the shallow, in the shallow, we're far from the shallow now.
So,
you can have Catholic guilt, but also that's what confessional's for. You're like, hey, sorry, I made out with Lady Gaga. Forgive me, Father.
So, Bradley Cooper's hanging out with Oprah, and he's saying, look, his Catholic guilt would have never let him be able to look at her in the eye like that and play the piano and do that steamy performance if they had been intimate together. Lady Gaga, of course, has said it was all a show. We were playing people that were in love. I think they definitely, I don't know if they hooked up, but I feel like they definitely love each other.
They
as
made
humans,
out.
Of course.
Something happened. I'm going to tell myself that. As you say, manifest it. I am manifesting a makeout.
Yeah. I mean, it was like he was in a relationship at the time, but he's not now. So we'll see. Time will tell. I think they have a beautiful chemistry together, personally. A beautiful chemistry we didn't know about. Whitney Houston's best friend apparently was her secret lover. Robin Crawford is coming forward for the first time.
Our friendship was a deep friendship. In the early part of that friendship, it was physical.
Do you remember when it turned intimate?
It was during that first summer that we met was the first time our lips touched, and it wasn't anything planned. It just happened, and it felt wonderful.
Ooh, now Whitney has never confirmed her romance with Robin, but I want to hear a little bit more.
Not long after that, we spent the night together, and that evening was the night that we touched, and that just brought us closer. I was in that moment. It was ours, and I mean, like, she just came into my life all of a sudden. I didn't know how long it was going to last, but I was just enjoying the moment, And that's what we did. We just enjoyed it.
All right, let's go to Whitney Houston for comment.
It's very interesting. People are saying, why now? Well, Robin Crawford's memoir, of course, the song For You, My Life with Whitney Houston, set for release on November 12th.
It's easy when somebody's no longer here to defend themselves to say stuff about them.
So. But she says they weren't just best friends. They were lovers.
Mackenzie with the T. It's Joe and Mackenzie. We like to help people out. We honestly do. That's why we do group therapy. And coming up next, we're going to be talking to Krista, who's got a situation.
Yes, so she's already been invited for the holidays to her new man's parents, like home with him, but we'll emphasize new man. She's like, this is so brand new. I don't even know if it's appropriate. What should I do?
All right, that's next here on Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.